So a guy knocked on my door, asked for a small donation to the local swimming pool. I gave him a glass of water.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Robert Frost once said, by working faithfully 8 hours a day, you may get to be a boss and work 12 hours a day. How true. Years ago, I wrote the book Who Put My Life on Fast Forward because my schedule went crazy. I was speaking at a writer's conference where I found myself surrounded by fellow writers who were gracious enough to listen to my stories and even laugh on cue. I talked not only of the joys of publishing, but of some of the struggles that accompany success, of deadlines and talk shows and balancing the demands of a rigorous schedule, of the irony of receiving phone calls from people wanting you to leave home and tell them how to spend quality time with their family. Were it not for a redefinition of success, a chain of accountability, and a personal mission statement, I told them my life would be chaotic. When I sat down, Dr. Maxine Hancock, a gifted orator, stood and talked candidly of her own battle to harmonize the demands of success. She told the story of how she and her husband Cam held a marriage retreat, which went so well that the president of the sponsoring organization asked them to make this an annual event. She was flattered, but without a second thought, Cam responded, "Sorry, we can't. We're booked up for 8 years." Maxine's mouth dropped open, and by the time they reached the car, she was steaming. With a simple sentence, her husband had seemingly destroyed a fabulous opportunity and an avalanche of book sales. How could you?" Maxine stammered. "We're booked up," Cam told her. "We've got a family to raise and a farm to care for." He was right, recalls Maxine, but I didn't appreciate his rightness at the time. That night, I was seated at a banquet table beside Jeanette Oak. She's the author of 75 books. She's sold about 30 million copies. While spending the evening at Jeanette's table, I was struck by her down-home simplicity, her open smile and easy laugh. She shied away from accolades and centered on the simple things, preferring to talk about her grandkids and her relationship with God. Hardly what you'd expect when you read a publisher's bio written about her career or watch her hit TV series. Later, Maxine, Jeanette, and I stood together, discussing the speeded-up lives we have been asked to live. Though we weren't complaining, it struck me that each of us spoke easily of busyness and stress. There I am, I'm a guy, but I felt like I was discussing the pains of childbirth. "You should write a book called Who Flipped the World to Fast Forward," said Jeanette. I laughed, but on the drive home, questions hit me. Can money make us rich? How do I trade this busy life for a full life? Why are successful people rarely happy people? Here I am trying to keep up with the Joneses, but I've met them. They're not that happy. And why are the most urgent things rarely the most important ones? I have come to realize a few things that can transform our lives. There is a vast difference between faithfulness and busyness. And too often we confuse busyness with fruitfulness. Jesus knew how quickly we humans tend to wear ourselves out chasing things that don't last. In Matthew 11:28-30, he says this, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let's make time today to hang out with those who are going to cry at our funeral, to practice contentment, to reflect on all that God has given us, to remember that even if you win the rat race, you are still a rat. And also remember that even ants have time to attend a picnic.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.